Bright Venus one day, in a good merry mood, proclaimed an unneighborly chat. And the first that appeared was a jolly old bud, suffocated almost with her fat. She drank ratafia and the devil and all, then canted and prayed like a saint. In a one hand she held the virgin's downfall, in the other a pot of nice paint. The next was a sullen and a prudish mox, who hates all the coquettish leers. Rehearses each day all that her neighbor talks, with taunting or scoffing and jeers. Lampoons upon all her acquaintance does write, yet politically she did say, the man whom she granted the favor or night should be one who'd not tell it next day. The next that appeared was a country troll with a kennel of beaux at her tail. Just arrived from her father's old country hall, and as wild as one broke out of jail. With custards and cheese cakes and sweetened cream, she treated her amorous sparks. But coy to receive their addresses did seem, not knowing of Cupid's darts. A citizen's daughter the next did advance, her face covered over with tears, who only had learned to read novels and dance, though upward of 16 years. She's come unto Venus to know her doom, since Dad had received a hard fate. Her virginity now to market is come, to be purchased at quality rate. The fifth was a topping great merchant's spouse, came rustling in silks from her coach. She seemed to demand the best place in the house, being handsome and sound as a roach. But Venus desired she'd please for to wait while officers came from their post. For fellows in red, with no brains in their pate, those ladies encourage the most. Brisk Betty, the chambermaid, dripping came in, accounting her ill-gotten pelf, with a list of the sparks she had caught in a gin that served her lady by stealth. To Venus she's come, and as humbly pray, some country esquire to gain. Because she was lately turned away, for quenching the butler's flame. The last that appeared was a citizen's dame, had drawn a call in for a cloak. Her aspect was bright in the height of her game, full of repartee and of joke. She swore that her cuckold was gone out of town, and ere she departed from thence, she'd new tip his horns against he came home, and find gallons forever he went.